The statewide funding collaborative Mass Needs on Tuesday announced that $8.4 million has been raised to help poor people with the basic needs of food, heat, and shelter this winter. The money comes from 41 corporate, private, and public foundations and will be shared by about 150 charities.
It's terrific. We're all very excited about this.
Blake Jordan, executive director of the Highland Street Foundation, one of the founding members of Mass Needs, said the number of funders in the collaborative has doubled since last year when $3 million was raised. Since Mass Needs started in 2009, it has grown tenfold.
And, you know, really by communicating and working together through this effort, I think that we know that the impact of our individual dollars are going to be even greater. And we can feel confident that we have all sort of been strategic in trying to address the funding needs out there and what gaps have not been filled.
The funding collaborative was formed to not only close funding gaps in programs for the needy, but also raise public awareness and highlight organizations that help Massachusetts residents. During a conference call with reporters Tuesday, the heads of several nonprofits said they expect high demand this winter as the economy remains sluggish and unemployment is still high.
We're looking at very dire situations coming up.
Kathy Tobin, the Energy Programs Director at Action for Boston Community Development, said at current prices it costs $800 for a home fuel oil delivery. The maximum fuel assistance benefit is $1,125, enough to cover about a month and a half if the winter is not too cold. She said there are 200,000 people in the state currently eligible for help to pay home heating bills.
So it seems that it's going to be a very challenging winter for all of these households. We were hoping that there could be some money from the state as we got last year to make up the federal gap. However, that doesn't look like a probability.
Demand is also going up for emergency food assistance, according to Catherine D'Amato, executive director of the Greater Boston Food Bank. She said one out of 11 Massachusetts residents, or 800,000 people, are at risk of going hungry.
So you begin to see how our residents of the Commonwealth have to make tough choices every day to take care of their families.
The representatives of the nonprofits warn the so-called fiscal cliff could mean cuts to social safety net programs at a time when demand for help remains high. Also, 45,000 Massachusetts residents are about to lose extended unemployment benefits. Among the nonprofit partners of Mass Needs in Western Massachusetts are the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, Springfield Partners for Community Action, the Amherst Survival Center, and Elder Services of Berkshire County. A complete list is on the Mass Needs website. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.